This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. One summer program for low-income kids in Dallas is tackling literacy. Jubilee Park Community Center, which was featured in last year's KERA series Inside a Neighborhood, runs an after-school and summer program for local kids. The students who attend have made major strides in reading over the past year. Don't worry, it's not a stampede. Just a herd of kids playing that summer camp classic Red Light, Green Light. 7-year-old Jatari Malcolm is a pretty speedy runner. And thanks to Jubilee Park's enrichment program, he's a quick study, too. Jatari says reading used to be hard. Now?
Easy.
He's a regular at the Jubilee Park Community Center, both after school and during the summer. Reading is one of the core focus areas here, and a computer-based literacy program called iStation is a big part of that.
In this game, you will choose words that mean the same thing as the words the narrator says. Listen carefully and do your best.
My teacher kept bugging me about iStation, and I won the iPad because I did a lot of iStation.
Jatari is being modest. He actually won an iPad because he was the most improved first grade boy in the whole program. 10 iPads were given out to kids who significantly jumped up the reading scores, one each for the top boy and girl in grades 1 through 5. In 12 months, Jatari went from being 2 years behind to reading on grade level.
He went from what we call kind of like the red zone to the green zone.
Marjorie Murat is the director of program services at Jubilee Park. She says 98% of the kids in the after-school and summer program are considered low income.
There is linkage between poverty and not being on grade level. You may have parents in the home that perhaps had to quit school at a primary level to assist with the family. Bilingual families or some parents only speak Spanish, and so the assistance that they can provide to their child is very limited.
Which is why Jubilee staffers set out to make a difference. Teachers stick to iStation, as well as a book-based curriculum, and enforce a strict attendance policy. Kids have to show up at least 75% of the time to keep their spot.
We're really trying to move the needle here and get these kiddos reading on grade level so that they can pass their state tests, promote to the next grade level. Reading is the foundation for everything we do in life.
In April of 2015, about 17% of Jubilee Park kids were reading on grade level. 1 year later, it was 42%. Staffers say that kind of increase is heartening, and not just for academic reasons. When kids can't keep up in class, they tend to misbehave.
Anger, acting out, sometimes they're the class clown as well.
In other words, anything to distract from the task at hand. Marjorie Murat doesn't want a single one of these kids to feel that way when school starts in August. Jubilee Park's summer camp includes plenty of reading activities and math and science to keep the kids from losing the progress they've already made and give them a little boost for the upcoming year. Don't worry, there's also plenty of time for snacks, arts and crafts, and of course, red light, green light. Courtney Collins, KERA News.